this is Tips from Day of Bliss Event and Wedding Planning, and thank you for joining me. I want to focus today on your wedding. Now, event and wedding planning are two very different things, and people may not realize that. So today we're going to focus on wedding and a checklist for your wedding. I know once you get engaged, great, you found the right person, but what do you do now? So today I'm going to kind of guide you through the major points that you need to focus on. First, your budget. Who's going to be paying for it and how much are they able to put into it? So how much is your total going to be? Because that's going to kind of be the foundation of what you should focus on. You don't want to think, oh, I'm going to have this extravagant wedding, but where's the money coming from? Once you figure that out, we can go ahead and you can choose like a theme that you may want to do or colors. A lot of people are doing, you know, bohemian or rustic theme these days, which they're doing a lot of cream or teal colors. That's really big right now. People that are having weddings on the beach are obviously going with the beach theme or Hawaiian theme. So it's going to be a little more coastal colors like the blues or the coral colors. So that's something else you can choose. That way it makes it easier later on down the road when you're choosing different napkins or chair covers and things like that. Now, you also want to figure out your wedding party. So I'm going to tell you, don't feel pressured to pick the significant other of who your fiance is choosing. Just because your fiance is close to that person does not mean you have to choose their significant other to stand up there with you if you have other people that you are close with. Focus on people that you are close with, and it'll come together fine. Once you have your wedding party, go ahead and look at venues. You know, you have your budget. You can figure out where you want to have your wedding. Do you want to do a beach wedding? Do you want to do a mansion, or do you want to do in like a garden area? It's all up to you and the look that you want. I do want to say that there's kind of two different options really when it comes to venues. There's either all-inclusive or the do-it-yourself type. So the all-inclusive, they're going to give you all the tables and chairs and food and the wedding day, you know, kind of treatment. The do-it-yourself venues, you're going to have to supply all that stuff, which the do-it-yourself sometimes can be cheaper. So if you're on a budget that, you know, a lower budget, that might be more the way to do it. So either way is good as long as it works for you. And that's what you should keep in mind. Once you have the venue or have been looking at venues, sometimes when you're at venues, they may suggest different vendors, including photographer, DJ, and caterer. And those are things you want to start looking into. Look at photographers and see their work. Is there a style that you like? Do you like heavily edited photos? Maybe not. Maybe like a more natural look. So you want to look at photographers that'll focus on those things that you like in photos. When it comes to a DJ, you want to make sure to have someone that plays music that you like, that's going to interact with the crowd or, you know, be able to bring people to the dance floor if you're going to be having dancing. You don't want someone who's not going to help everyone get involved. And when it comes to your caterer, focus on food that you like. Yes, I know you're having guests there, but you also want to make sure that you're satisfied. It is your wedding day. People seem to forget that and try and make everyone happy. No. It's your wedding day. You and your significant other, your fiance, should be the ones to be happy that day. And everyone else can come and enjoy the day with you. Now, when I referred to a theme and colors earlier, this ties into the wedding attire. So obviously you're going to go pick the wedding dress for the bride or brides, and you're going to go figure that out. And that is a whole other monster in itself, which we will talk about on another day. But when it comes to bridesmaids or the groomsmen attire, those are going to kind of tie into your theme and the color theme of your wedding. So that's why you want to pick that pretty early on so that you can figure out what you want to do. Then a real headache people find a lot of the time is the guest list. I'm going to recommend that you write down, obviously, the people you definitely want there, the family members, the really close friends, obviously your wedding party. Now, you don't have to include the people that you don't want there. Like, say your mom's friend's child, you don't have to include them if you don't want to. If you are not close to that person, do not invite them. Especially if you get a guest list and then it becomes out of budget with like your caterer, depending on how many people you have is how much you have to pay. Cut those people off. It is okay not to have them there. You want to make sure and have people there you want. And the other thing that's really fun is the wedding cake. Make sure when you're choosing catering and your wedding cake to go and do taste tests of both. You don't want to not taste the things that you're going to be serving because you want to make sure and like it. Now, with some caterers, you have the option of choosing different menus or different options for people, like a vegetarian, a chicken, steak, or seafood. And with cakes, it's also the same thing. You can choose vanilla, you can choose chocolate, you can choose, you know, different layerings with strawberries or Bavarian cream, all those different things. So you have the option to choose different things. The most important thing to remember for your wedding day is to not stress. You're there to enjoy the day, to have fun, and celebrate the love that you're, you know, joining together. But also remember, there's going to be something that goes wrong. Just know that there's going to be something that goes wrong and just take it with a grain of salt. It's okay. That's why you have a wedding planner or a day of coordinator so that they take care of it and you don't have to. Well, if you have any questions, please contact me on social media. I've got a Facebook page, Day of Bliss Event and Wedding Planning, and message me and I'll be happy to help you out if you have any questions. Thank you.